Hawkins, let's reword the question, with armed Venezuelan gangs in Colorado, who doesn't need an AR-15? By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 30, 2024. As videos emerge of armed Venezuelan gang members allegedly roving and taking property in Aurora, Colorado, the question is no longer who needs an AR-15 but who doesn't? Democrats have spent decades demonizing AR-15 rifles, labeling them weapons of war, assault weapons, and are using hybrid designation of military-style assault weapons. And many Democrats go further than simply repeating the myriad designations. For example, in 2016, in the aftermath of the Orlando Pulse attack, BuzzFeed noted Senator Gene Shaheen, DNH, saying that Americans who buy an AR-15 are not buying it to go out and hunt deer. You don't need an AK-47 or an AR-15 to hunt deer. They're buying it to do bad things, and we need to recognize that and address it. After using the negative descriptors ad nauseum, Democrats follow their script and push more gun control in the form of assault weapon bans. As a result, we hear the kind of statements Washington Governor Jay Inslee, D., made when signing his state's ban into law in 2023. The New York Post quoted him saying, "No one needs an AR-15 to protect your family." More recently, Biden pushed to outlaw AR-15s, and Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris echoed his sentiments, even though AR-15s are part of the arsenal of firearms used daily by her protective detail. Throughout the last decade of the Democrats' push to prove AR-15s are not for hunting or self-defense, Breitbart News has been quoting ATF officials on the vast hunting applications for AR-15 rifles, and numerous outlets have noted self-defense story after self-defense story in which Americans used AR-15s to keep themselves or their family safe. But now the argument is cast in an even clearer light, as viral video appears to show armed Venezuelan gang members going door-to-door at an Aurora, Colorado, apartment complex, knocking doors and taking property. In light of this, the Democrats' question about AR-15s may need to be reworded. Instead of asking who needs an AR-15, perhaps they should be asking who doesn't. I'll bet there is a single mother in Aurora who would prefer the ability to defend her family with an AR-15 over the option of crouching in the back corner of her apartment, pulling her children close and hoping the deadbolt on her front door holds. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.